All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, November 5th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is 64 degrees and partly cloudy here in upstate New York. Still warm, but I think this afternoon we're going to have the cold front blow through. I saw people up in Montana and a few other places were already getting some white stuff, so not looking forward to that at all. Well, we have a treat today because I am in the man cave. We have some guests with us today. Mr. JJ Inc. and Kaz are joining the conversation.
Hello, Jules.
How's it going?
I believe Cosmo's plugged in over there.
Am I in here?
Yes. We're like a 2-minute delay, though, so they're just getting the end of the intro now.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, I think everybody hears us, and I think we're live. Yeah, we're in Man Cave Studios. Thanks, Jules, for visiting.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great travel day.
It's been many Thursdays.
Many Thursdays. Yes, we're getting the gang together. This will probably be one of the last weekends or weeks where we have weather like this, I am guessing.
Absolutely.
And once winter comes, we are kind of...
They used to call it Indian summer, but I think that's now Durham.
Yes, that's not politically correct anymore.
Not PC anymore.
Non-PC.
To which,
So anyway,
love the native culture. I wouldn't want to insult them. They deserve more.
Right. So where do we leave off on Tuesday? I played hooky yesterday to drive here and enjoy the 70-degree sunshine. With loud music and windows open, we titled the show White House, Google, Revolving Door, Big Data, and Nest. And that was Google's Nest, the learning thermostats for your home. They also bought the surveillance company, so now they're doing cameras.
Skynet.
And yes, it is Skynet. And
I've seen this in a movie.
Connecting to the cloud. And the show that we did on Monday was titled DARPA, Google Collusion, Internet of Things, and Tracking Hacking You. It's absolutely what's going on, and I think we're going to take a look at some more of that today.
Yeah, I've been doing some thinking in the last few days. I think it was like Monday you broached the subject of what the term is, AstroTurf. And I got to thinking about that because what AstroTurf is like fake grassroots. Basically, everybody thinks it's an Occupy Wall Street. We think we're all this grassroots organization, but we're not. It's an AstroTurf. It's fake grassroots. It's funded at the top. But on top of that, you were talking about the AI it was in specific to sex rings, to child or to human smuggling or whatever, where they take a database and they create this.
That was Memex.
Memex, yeah.
Yeah, DARPA Dan's project.
And then what I was thinking is now once, because you know, their big thing is storage data is input of all this data. That's what I believe that Jade Helm was a test reaction. It was basically to get more data to input into their algorithms, right? So now they create these, now we all... Anybody who's listening to me has heard me play Seven Ways to Bacon.
Project Insight.
The minute they start making these rings, how easy or how difficult would it be? I mean, all you need is one common thread, and then these algorithms, they seven ways to bacon you into whatever ring, whatever group of people that they really want. Because in 6 or 7 steps, you know what I'm saying, the way our government works, it's just one more. And another thing is the AI doesn't actually have a conscience. And the way they've created these new AI, especially the military AI, and military take their orders from a computer. When they were using this Jade Helm, I'm not sure if it's active, but I've heard they've used it in Iraq and they've used it in Afghanistan. And they can punch in, and it's like the Hegelian dialect times two, because they not only can punch in, the outcome, you know, that they wish to occur, and then the computer, the actual AI, can create the scenarios where the anticipated outcome is.
Right. And it can always reconfigure with new input.
And it can move on the fly.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we were talking, Jules and I were talking about it yesterday. For instance, if they wanted, you know, with these, I mean, we know, you know, problem, reaction, solution, they have a solution, they intend, they cause a problem, people react. This comes down to even a personal level where they, I mean, we've been so mapped out and so profiled as, not just as individuals, but as an entire species now, that they have these algorithms that basically they don't have to wait to see what you're going to do. They can program situations to make you react the way they want you to, which is the scariest. And now they're putting it in the medicines, they're putting it in our food, it's in our air. Well,
DARPA's whole brain project, I mean, they're understanding all the different ways to affect different emotional responses through chemical input or light sensitivity, magnetics we looked at to be able to manipulate frequencies.
And now Obama has created, it was an executive order, what, maybe 2 weeks ago, where he created these panel of psychologists for each governmental agency to better understand how to and they're not even, they don't even lie, the words are almost paraphrased, how to better manipulate the people.
Yeah, like the headlines I saw the other day, I was like, I saw this thing, it said Clinton woos black voters, and I thought, woos is another way to say fools. I didn't quite understand how that was going to work out.
I did not woos that woman.
On top of that, so, you know,
I did not woos that woman.
I saw that. I was like, woo. Oh, woo. Does that mean fool? You had me there. I was like, what? And that's like, they're all liars. They're all part of the club.
But because it's on television and the way it's
everybody
groomed,
believes it.
I mean, it's all this complete melding between reality and fantasy and the television being the input device.
More people are interested in what the Kardashians are having for dinner.
Exactly. Reality
interested in the world around them and what's going on. But they've been so cajoled into thinking that there's nothing I could do about it anyway, and it's really not that bad. You know, it reminds me of the whole, you know, putting the frog in the pot of water and then turning
the boiling frog.
You know, people don't want to look ahead. You know, we should have taken our lessons from people like Chief Seattle. We really should have, you know.
We've been warned and warned.
You know, you got to think seven generations ahead, and these people who are in charge obviously are, because this game plan is fantastic. If you were actually giving them, you know, a little bit of consideration, you'd be like, hey, high five. You guys have a hell of a plan.
You really, and what happens once your whole entire home is connected?
That's what I was going to say.
It's amazing.
This whole Internet of Things and the fact that DARPA is now working on ways to secure all this. And when that interview we watched from 60 Minutes.
All I could think of is what happens when a virus hits that system, because somebody on the inside wasn't as good as they thought they were.
Well, or, you know, your data gets stolen once everybody's all in your dossier. It is going to be an online dossier of everything.
They can't keep credit card files secret.
Technically, yeah.
Right, or your health insurance. How many of us have gotten letters from one of the big health insurance providers saying that all of our records have gotten stolen?
Yeah, we just got one. Got that letter the other day.
Yeah, I got another one.
So they've shown their incompetence. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, can we name a list?
The Government Accountability Office.
I want to see a list of top five successful government programs, but I can't find one.
The Human Resources Department for the federal government got hacked, and there were bazillions of names, numbers,
I heard about
fingerprints,
that.
And all the Secret Service
biometric data.
For all of the spy agencies, it was all in there.
Lovely.
Military.
Lots of somebody got a dump.
So, I mean, if this is our future, so now as we look at all this 21st Century Healthcare Act, we talk about this a lot. This precision medicine initiative with the White House, the big data initiative, the brain project, DARPA being involved in all of it.
They used to call it
Google
a war on something, but yeah. You know, they showed us how that really works.
Right. Well, you got Google now, 23andMe with Google.
Yeah, I remember that was a couple years ago. And we actually talked about that when they first started doing it. Mm-hmm. They're like, they made it seem like, oh, this, hey, we got this great idea, dude. Yep. Send us your DNA, and we'll tell you if you're
related if you're, to somebody.
Yeah, or if you're likely to develop leukemia, we can tell you if you have a gene.
Make sure you check this little box to use your data for scientific research.
Right. And
so now they have this million, this was another White House initiative, a million genomics profiles that they're going to be now looking at comparisons and trying to figure out what traits they have in common and